Stand by for action.
Welcome to Dogsthorpe Infant School Launchpad.
This is your captain speaking. We've been cleared for departure.
Okay, Eddie, start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
Part of the Hampton Academies Trust. It's the school where stars go to dream, believe and shine.
Now, we've got loads of guests waiting for you in season 4. I can't believe we've done over 130 episodes. I can get demographics of people who listen from all around the world. I don't get your contact details, listeners. I don't know exactly who you are, but I get an idea of where you live in the world and how many times you visit. I also get all sorts of demographics about who listens to each particular episode, because it's fascinating to look at, because sometimes children listen in if it's about children's toys and things like that, or sometimes the adults listen in or the teachers listen in, and it varies from episode to episode, and rightfully so. But I wonder whether you can think what would be the most popular episode in all of the episodes that we've had. Well, I'll tell you. We had two ladies on from the National Literacy Trust, and they came on to talk about their work. And I want to say to our guests I'm going to introduce them in a moment. You are the most popular podcast in all of those 130 episodes. And I think that's probably because parents are very keen, and teachers and children are interested in books. They want to know. We have lots of authors on. And of course, when something very important like the National Literacy Trust come on the show, it's great to have them on, and obviously it's something that you like listening to. So bearing that in mind, I'd like to introduce you to two guests today. We've got Becky and Emma from the National Literacy Trust. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hello, Dave, and hello, co-pilot Eddie.
Yeah, he's here, listeners. He's in his co-pilot seat and he's asleep as usual. He won't on Friday, children. He'll be back with you and you'll be able to have a dance with him or give him his high fives. Now, it's lovely to have you with us, ladies. I'd like you separately to say a little bit about what you do first before we get onto the very, very important subject of literacy. So would you like to go first, Emma?
Yeah, hello there. I'm Emma, and I am the Literacy Champion Project Manager in Peterborough. And I recruit anyone from anywhere in Peterborough to be a Literacy Champion and volunteer to embed literacy in their work and home life. And alongside me is our Hub Manager, Becky Mars.
Hello, everybody. It's lovely to know that you're going to be listening to us today. And I'm really excited to see Eddie. When I heard that Eddie was joining us today, I was so excited. I'm wondering whether that's a picture of Eddie I can see. But if it isn't, it certainly looks very much like him. But I can just about see his little head poking up, and he's incredibly cute. So I'm so glad he's joined us too. So my name's Becky, and I am the Hub Manager in Peterborough for the National Literacy Trust. My job in Peterborough for the National Literacy Trust is that I manage the hub. So that means I will look at what events we're going to hold for the hub. So our different events are planned for what we're going to bring to Peterborough. So hopefully we can tell you a bit more about those and you might like to come along. Also, we work with schools and other organisations in Peterborough to think about how we can work together, how we can partner up, and how we can bring different programmes to schools too. So lots of different things. Learning to read can be quite a hard skill to develop. And for some children, that can be quite a challenge too. And but once you get through learning to read and you can start to read a greater variety of books, there's so many exciting books out there that you can really use your imagination and really get lost in books. Now, for some people, adults, children, actually reading stories isn't really what interests them. They like to find out facts, nonfiction. And that's equally as important as well, to be able to read nonfiction books. And if you've got an interest in looking around your room there, Dave, if you've got an interest, it may well be that you want to find out a bit more about that. And you can get so many nonfiction books which are full of all sorts of information and facts which will tell you all about your particular interest too.
I do my book gifting. I make sure there's books for all ages, because, you know, if grandparents, parents, carers are reading and the children see that, they just know it's sort of second nature to want to pick up a book. And it could be they could share a cookery book together and do some cooking, you know. They're still reading audio books, graphic novels, anything really that interests that little one. I mean, no, when we book gift, sometimes the tiniest little person comes along and picks up a massive factual book on aeroplanes or helicopters or something. And I always say, oh, no, take it, that's fine. But have this as well, you know, and give them more an age appropriate. But they've obviously seen something they like about that book. So never discourage that. Go with it, as long as it's appropriate. And then slip another book in that parents can read as well. But, you know, I think that is so important. If a child chooses something, let them go with it.
What's the picture like across our city at the moment, across Peterborough?
We are sort of, the gap is narrowing a little bit to national levels of literacy. I think COVID has such a massive impact, as we all know. And there's still a lot of work to do. The Hub's been in Peterborough. This is our 10th year, our 10th anniversary. There is an awful lot more to do. We've really changed how we work. In Peterborough, we've got 15 community bookshelves all over the city. There is a map on our Facebook page. And anyone can go along to these and get a free book. And then in settings like nursery or different settings across Peterborough, that's more of a closed setting, and there is 22 lending libraries. So we're trying to sort of like gift books to everybody. Obviously, you know, our focus in Peterborough is still very much early years, school readiness, getting little ones ready for school, and we're out on our library bus doing that every month now. We've got an event, so there's still an awful lot to do, but it is changing. I think people are now wanting to come out more to events and see us in person. There's still a lot of author events that the National Literacy Trust put on as well, which is great for schools. Becky, anything you want to sort of add to that?
It's an event which is going to be held at Central Park. So if you are in the Dogsthorpe area, not too far from you. Now, this event is particularly for children who are going to be starting school in September. But if you're in reception or maybe even year one, actually, you'd probably quite enjoy it. And what we try and do with our work and with our events is think about how we can sort of bring reading to life. And we're going to have an author at this event, so you can meet her and find out about her books and listen to her read her books. She's also an illustrator, so she illustrates her books as well, which is very lovely. Her name's Ellie Sandel. And we're also going to have a magician at this event too. And he has got a magic show called The Magic of Books, because books can be very magical. When you read a book and it takes you on a special journey somewhere, that can be quite magical when you're able to use your imagination in that way. So it may be that you might like to pop along to this event. We'll have some different activities happening in the park. So there'll be some art and craft activities. There'll be scavenger hunt type activities where you can go round with your family, as well as the author and the magician. And I'm sure that you would have a really lovely day. It's the 28th of May if you want to come along to that. We have some other events planned as well, which are taking place sort of over the bit sort of closer to the summer holidays. Some of the events are for probably more Key Stage 2 children than early years and Key Stage 1. And we are also planning some sort of pop-up events in different areas as well. And a book pop-up basically is where we go along and we do some book gifting in that particular area. So it's an opportunity to sort of come along and see us and take home a free book, some resources. It might be a sort of an activity pack that that you can do together.
Mm. Well, there you go, listeners. You may not be anywhere near Peterborough. You may be listening around the world, but reading's still important wherever you live. But also, if you do live a bit closer, even if you live out on the fens, Peterborough's not that far away. Pop in and see these wonderful people because they do so much tremendous work. Now, you hand out a lot of free books. You yourselves put on big events. Who pays for all of this?
We are a charity. So we are a very lucky charity because so many companies and organisations recognise how important literacy is, and they sponsor the work that we do through their charitable donations. So we have a number of publishers who will donate books to us, which is fantastic because we in turn are then able to give those into the community where people need to have them. In terms of sort of the staff that work for the trust, in terms of the projects that we run, as I say, we are incredibly lucky to have some companies who obviously recognise the importance of literacy and want to make a difference through their support. And that's how the charity is able to run.
You're going to be busy over the summer, are you, as you prepare for these new parents who are bringing their children to infant schools and to primary schools in September?
Yeah, I mean, we link in with Bernardo's, who do locality events over the summer. We also do quite a bit with Cross Keys Homes. So we'll be popping up at probably the community garden and doing some book gifting there. But there is also a community bookshelf there. So if anyone does go along and visits Cross Keys Garden, they can pick up a book. I think it's trying to get books out to our main focus is getting books out to those areas that need it the most. So for us, that sort of central area of Peterborough, Dogthorpe and Westwood and Ravensthorpe. So they're what we really, really focus on. And we sort of try to encourage, well, all those settings in those areas. We have our local bus events as well, where we dress up, or we love a bit of dressing up. So we've done Elves on the Bus in Orton. We've done Bears on the Bus in Dogthorpe. This week, we're doing Bunnies on the Bus in Westwood and Ravensthorpe. And then we follow it up with Aliens on the Bus in Central and Ladybirds on the Bus in... No, Aliens on the Bus in Paston. Ladybirds on the Bus in Central. And then obviously, like Becky said, ending up with the festival in Central Park. So they're for settings, but we do try to drop in at the local library because the library is a very, very big partner of the National Literacy Trust in Peterborough. And Alice, some of your listeners will know, who comes into school and does rhyme time, story time, is just incredible. So I do urge you to join the library, visit the library, because we work very much in partnership with her.
We've got lots of resources on our website, dreambelieveshine.co.uk or dogthorpeinfants.org. Go on to there, have a look, go into the parents' page or the children's page, and you'll see all the details about our local libraries. And if they've got an event on, we cover it. So, or if there's something that's connected to books at the museum, we'll cover that. So do always keep an eye on that page, listeners. Wherever you are in the world, have a look, because you might learn something, or you might get a local thing wherever you are living. You might get something, a link there. And also, all the things that we're talking about, all be in the text of this podcast. So don't worry, if you want to find out about the events, they'll all be in the text of this podcast. You're just one click away from this amazing trust that does so much amazing work.
I think in terms of starting school, children feeling confident about sort of starting and feeling positive about that will go a long way, because they need to feel secure about where they're going to. So as much familiarity as round getting to sort of know where they're going to go to is the key sort of to help that. So whether it's going along to events over the summer term, like a summer fair they might have, whether it's making sure they go to the transition visits, all those little opportunities will help. Maybe it's just going for a walk in the local area and passing by and talking about the school and the building, but supporting in that way. Now, when they start school, it is different to being at preschool, there are some things that will be new, and they're in a new place, they're going to be around new children, new adults, and that takes a bit of time to get used to. But what is really key is trying to encourage your child, if they have got any worries, if they have got anything they're, you know, not sure about, that they talk to the staff, to the adults who are there, and they try and seek help for themselves by going to the adults who are in their new environment. So helping them to think about how they might perhaps ask questions like, you know, where do I go to the toilet, or where is the toilet, or whatever it might be, but just so that they know they've got some key words, key phrases, key questions to help them sort of settle into that new environment, which they can use with the adults. Starting school as well, I think there is a bit more of a shift in terms of that independence for children. They've gone from a preschool setting where there are more adults to children to a school setting where there are less. And little things like whether it's putting on their coat, remembering to put their coat or their book bag, learning where those places are, those routines of what they need to do when they go into that classroom. Quite often reception classrooms will have their own set of routines. The children will have a peg with their name on it. So getting them to sort of recognise that and know which one is theirs, where their things go, sort of talking to them about what that's going to be like and sort of preparing them for that next step. And in terms of getting used to sort of being at school as well, just little things like which you can do with your child over the holiday. It might be activities like having a go at chalking, painting, using their large motor skills and their fine motor skills to be able to make marks. You don't need to be teaching your child how to write the alphabet or having a go at words or anything like that, but just sort of getting the confident with using a different variety of whether it's a stick in some mud in the garden, whether it's a stone and they're scoring in the mud, whether it's a piece of chalk and they're doing it outside on the patio area or the pavement, but getting used to sort of using those different types of materials to make marks, to draw pictures, will sort of help them and stand them in good stead for when they come to school. And certainly if you are reading stories to your child and you are sharing stories together, there'll be a lot of that going on at school, and that will really help their listening skills to be able to sort of stay part of a class story and listen to those stories that are being told. And perhaps also, you know, asking them about the story, what might happen next, or what do they think about a certain thing that's happened in the story? Because those are the sorts of questions that the teachers will be sort of asking them as well. And it's good for them to sort of think about what they're hearing and how they respond to it too.
The other thing I would say is that, looking at the school website is really helpful, because there's pictures of different areas within school there, particularly for our little ones who are, you know, need that visual learning. So looking at the school website, looking at the different people that, like the midday supervisor or dinner ladies, they're really important people.
Absolutely.
Equally, as the teachers are, because they're going to be sort of like looking after those children. So that's a really good one. The other thing to try as well that parents might like to do, which they can look on our Words for Life website, is do a little All About Me with their child. So little things that they like, things that they're into, whether they're into Thomas the Tank or they're into, I don't know, something else, you know, but just a little All About Me. And there is a template on our website. And that's really helpful as well to take into the teacher on the first day. I know the teacher's going to be equally overwhelmed, but it's just a nice little transition doc And like Becky said, if they have met the teacher, even better. Sometimes it's not always possible because people are on holiday or don't always get the opportunity for that home visit. But I think that would really help as well. Our National Literacy Trust website, everything on it, I hadn't realised till I was in education for nearly 30 years, early years wise, and that I didn't realise all the research behind all our articles, the amount of work that goes into putting like a summer booklet together or an Earth Day booklet together. It's absolutely brilliant. And again, these are all downloadable on the website. And so I would really urge you to have a little look. We in Peterborough are only on Facebook, though we are looking to get a newsletter out, so people can join that. So it's nice and up to date with all the activities that we're doing, and you know, links to where the community bookshelves are. They are all on our Facebook page. But I think particularly the Words for Life website, and then for older children is Zoning on our national site. Do have a look. Just a wealth of knowledge and such good research and lovely competitions, author events, virtual author events. It's well worth a look. Yeah, I mean, we're really fortunate. We've got an amazing comms team with a trust. And I've written quite a lot of different booklets, different eco modules for literacy champions. Again, because my background is SEN, I've always got my early years SEN hat on, even though I'm in a different role now. So a lot of people know me through my previous role, home visiting children with SEN. But yeah, I mean, you're always looking for something new, something fresh. But it's really important, you know, the fundamentals and the lovely stories that that we are able to gift to families. You know, that's the joy of what we do. We're gifting books to people that really need it. And I know some of the comments, and some of my literacy champions do something called Look for a Book, where they hide a book in the community, and it's got a little card in it that just says you found a hidden book and what have you. The joy when you do that, and my literacy champions do that, for people to find a free book and read it and then rehide it for somebody else to find.
One of the benefits of our podcast is that when we get our authors on, they often send us their books. So we can then put them in the book nook, and so it's for there for children. So the author who's on, has now sent in books, and so the children can actually get their physical hands on the book and see what we're talking about. And there are a growing number of schools now that are getting podcasts, so you might want to think about using those as well. Yeah. Hello to Fallbridge Academy, who I know just started their podcast. Hello friends over there. Schools and the wonderful organisations and trusts and charities that to support you and what you do, we've all got to keep working at it. We mustn't let things get stuck in the mud, because we've got to keep going. We've got to keep trying, because if not, there's going to be children who once again won't be able to read and write, and they're going to lead on to adults who can't read and write. And there are a few in Peterborough that we've got adults that can't read and write. Somehow they've got all the way through the school system and they've not learnt to write their name.
Absolutely. I think they've had a bad experience at school as well themselves. I mean, you know, or they haven't been diagnosed maybe with dyslexia or a learning need of some sort. You know, it's really, really tough. And then, you know, when we're talking about getting those children prepared for school, you're getting those parents prepared for school, because schools now are very different to probably when they were there. You know, I think it's more open, it's more approachable. I think giving them the confidence to ask and check out, so they don't then transfer, which is so easily done, their anxiety onto their child, really. You know, it's so important, that transition. And so I would urge as much as you can do, you know, getting that little one out, chatting to people. I mean, a few top tips, really. You know, when you're looking at a book, for example, you know, let them hold it, let them turn the pages, you know, use different voices yourself. You know, sometimes people feel silly with that, but it's absolutely fine to put on a a deaf voice and you know, immerse yourself and that child in the book. It's an absolute joy of a thing for your child to experience. So you know, and you know, I think if you need any help, there is guidance, you know, again, come to us at an event and say, how do you do it? You know, more than happy to have a conversation always with anybody about how that child and young person or adult can enjoy books. Really. Mm.
You mentioned your website. Would you like to give the address? Because obviously the great thing about the internet is that, that it can be accessed anywhere in the world. And there may be other people who may not live anywhere near Peterborough who would like to visit the website and to get links locally. So what's the website?
So it's Facebook. That's fb.com/Peterborough Literacy Trust. So that's for the Peterborough one. Then for the National literacytrust.org.uk/Peterborough.
Ladies, thank you for your time today. You go to a meeting and Mrs. Waters is the chair, I understand. So I wouldn't want to upset the chair of one of your important groups. Otherwise, I wouldn't get my tea. Folks, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back soon with another Eddie's Launchpads.
Let's go.
This podcast is brought to you by Eddie Edster, the Dogsthorpe Infant School Wellbeing Dog.